I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The state Senate approved legislation meant to soften the blow of last year's federal tax changes. The plan would let people make charitable contributions to schools in lieu of property tax payments. Democrat Julie Morrison says it's meant to work around Congress's decision to limit the federal tax break for people who pay more than $10,000 in state and local taxes.
We're not certain how the IRS and how courts may look at this, but I think it's important to have our programs teed up so that Illinois residents can take advantage of it immediately.
Similar plans were rolled out in states like New York and New Jersey, which, like Illinois, have more services paid for with property taxes. The IRS does not favor this idea. It issued a notice this week suggesting it might not recognize thinly veiled property tax payments dressed up as charitable contributions. In other news, a group of local superintendents, school superintendents, is suing Governor Bruce Rauner and the state of Illinois, seeking more than $7 billion for schools. Dusty Rhodes explains why.
Last August, Illinois adopted a new school funding plan calculated on what each district needs to provide kids with a good education. The State Board of Education, known as ISBE, says the total cost would be $7.2 billion. Lawmakers said, yeah, that'll take about a decade, and plan to pitch in a few hundred million per year. But Dan Cox, superintendent of the Staunton District, says schools that have been starved for cash want it now.
We're seeking a judgment of $7.2 billion in FY19 to reflect the amount ISBE has all but said is the amount required by Article 10 of the Constitution. We can't wait for the General Assembly at some future date to appropriate these funds.
Jackie Matthews, spokesperson for the state board, wouldn't comment on the lawsuit except to say it's consistent with the board's budget request. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
A bipartisan group of House lawmakers introduced a bill that would reinstate the death penalty for convicted mass murderers and those who kill first responders. The bill was crafted by Democrat Jerry Costello II of Smithton, Republican John Cabello of McChesney Park, and Democrat Monica Bristow of Godfrey, among others. The legislation does not include gun control measures proposed by Rauner when he used his amendatory veto authority on gun legislation earlier this month. They contend Rauner's action places overreaching restrictions on law-abiding gun owners. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A Carbondale bar will have to shut down for 2 weeks after two underage girls were found inside drinking alcohol. At a hearing this week, the city's Liquor Control Commission fined Styx Bar and ordered a two-week license suspension. City Attorney Jamie Snyder says it's not that Styx is a first-time offender. He says it's also not about college students.
We're talking about 17-year-olds. We're talking about two high school girls who traveled approximately an hour to an hour and a half from home in Redbud, Illinois, to come to Carbondale to party at a place they knew they could get in.
The two girls were ticketed for being in possession of alcohol and for using a false ID to get into the bar. Styx attorney Alfred Sanders says the bar shouldn't be held accountable for the girls' wrongdoing.
But to find them and shut them down for something they can't stop, you might as well close every bar in this town because it's coming. It happens every night in this town.
Styx also faces fines for having too many people inside the bar. City leaders ordered them to figure out a better way to keep track of how many people were coming in and out or face additional penalties. Students in Carbondale's elementary school district are getting a special gift from the Illinois Education Association. The IEA donated 18 computers to the I Can Read of Southern Illinois program. They were delivered this week to the Carbondale Elementary Administrative Center. District officials say those computers will help the kindergarten through fifth grade students in the program access books online. I'm Jennifer Fuller.